The House of Representatives voted early this morning to increase federal expenditures this year by $29 billion. The vote was 280 to 138. Most of that emergency money, requested by President Bush, is for the Pentagon, domestic security, and recovery efforts in New York City. There was little disagreement among lawmakers over that spending. There was considerable difference over provisions attached to the supplemental bill. NPR's David Wellner reports on the House's stormy all-night session.
The way House Republicans portrayed the bill they passed as a last act before a week-long break, voting for it was nothing less than an act of patriotism. Todd Tiart of Kansas declared his party was not trying to sneak anything through with the bill.
Because it's all about helping the United States and our military and men and women who are in law enforcement get the money that they need to keep this country going and to make sure that we win this war. And that's what this is all about.
Democrats, though, protested that quite a few other items got wrapped into what was presented as wartime legislation. Hospitals in Republican districts given greater Medicare reimbursement, trade rules revised to help a Republican facing a tough re-election battle. Democratic-whip Nancy Pelosi said while she fully supports the security-related items in the bill and the $5.5 billion for rebuilding New York City, her party is appalled by language that Republicans inserted to allow an increase in the nearly $6 trillion national debt.
The Republicans dishonored this bill by their stealth attack on the Social Security Fund. It's no wonder the Republicans are ashamed to vote in the light of day in public on their secret $750 billion increase in the debt ceiling.
Due to growing deficits and lower tax receipts, the size of the national debt is now close to its legal limit. But few politicians want to be on record voting to increase that limit, especially this election year. Speaker of the House Dennis Hastert pointed out that the way it's written, the bill doesn't actually call for a specific increase in the debt ceiling.
The debt limit's not in this bill. There is language in this bill that said we should stand up to the full faith of the federal government to pay our debts. I think that's a pretty broad statement, and we ought to do that.
Democrats say raising the debt ceiling became necessary because of the big tax cut Republicans passed last year. Minority Leader Dick Gephardt insisted the issue be put to a vote.
I plead with the majority to allow us to vote for a one-month increase in the debt ceiling. Let's get a bipartisan budget that is good for our troops, good for our war against terrorism, and good for these great United States of America.
The supplemental bill also boosts foreign aid, another $200 million for Israel and $50 million for Palestinians. Indiana Republican Mark Soter defended a provision authorizing more than $100 million for helping Colombia's military in its counterinsurgency efforts.
We have more compelling reasons to be involved in Colombia than almost anywhere else in the world. Direct on our streets, 16,000 deaths minimum last year because of illegal narcotics compared to the other categories of direct threat to the United States.
But New York Democrat Jose Serrano warned the unprecedented counterinsurgency aid for Colombia could land the U.S. in a quagmire.
This is a Gulf of Tonkin resolution that we're voting on today. Make no mistake about it. We're moving towards a dangerous situation here, and we're not going to know how to get out of it. Some people have said that I exaggerate when I say that Colombia could be a Spanish-speaking Vietnam for us.
An amendment to quash the Colombian aid was narrowly defeated. The Senate has yet to take up the supplemental. Majority Leader Tom Daschle yesterday urged his colleagues to move quickly.
The whole issue is urgency. We're talking about defense, we're talking about homeland security, and if there is any urgency to making the commitment to getting the work done, it ought to be now, not a week and or 10 days from now.
But in the Democratic-controlled Senate, it was Republicans who said they needed more time to examine the provisions of a bill that's $4 billion larger than what the president requested. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.